Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That lady yelling at you, that's Kesha.
I love it.
That's a new song. She does that whistle thing. Do you hear that? Mm-hmm. She pops it all the way up there to Mariah
Super
range.
High note, yeah.
Whistle, babe.
Can you do that?
No.
Do it.
I can't do it.
You've done
especially
it.
Especially now. Huh?
I know. My throat is so ragged.
Do
no,
a little,
I wish I could do it, but I can't. It's a whole octave above anything remotely close to what I can hear hit.
Huh.
It's like a whistle that that some chicks can do. And probably some dudes, too. I don't know.
Bryn probably could.
Bryn,
can
you
do,
can
it?
Do it? Can you do it?
Probably not right now.
Yeah, but you've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can do that whistle crap?
I used to sing, like, in show choir.
Yeah.
They used to, you know, you go la 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 la, right? All the way up the piano to the last key.
You could do the last key?
I used to be able to in high school.
Dude, so
what
sing
happened?
Me the highest note you
I
can
can't
sing right,
right now.
Now.
It's going to be hard.
Just try it.
Oh,
try
come
it.
On.
It's a Friday.
But I used to
go
squeal.
Higher than that. Do higher
I
than
can't.
That. Start from that note and go up.
I'm 34 now.
His levels have dropped since.
I can't do it today. I can usually go pretty high. I mean, they're not good sounding notes or anything, but but yeah, she went. I love that. Like, man, that first Mariah Carey album, a couple times, she just goes up into that. It's so awesome. Hey, before I get into the Disney stuff, I wanted to mention that Scott Capurro is doing a show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Hot Monk.
Mm-hmm.
This is your opportunity, Novato. To go. Apparently, these shows are just crazy crap has gone down at this place, the Hot Monk. It's in the Costco Plaza up there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in the like Vintage Jokes or something. It's so funny. I've been to the Hot Monk a bunch of times. So every time we go to Costco, we drive by it. Think of all the memories. All the times I've been. I've seen DiNardo's band up there a couple times. And it's a cool place.
Is it a bar, club?
It's like I think it's a restaurant. And then they have a performance space in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've only ever been to the performance part of it, but it's, you know, like a standalone building in the middle of the plaza.
Scott finally posted a YouTube video that we'd been asking him about. And
of course, he went right for the most offensive material.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the best possible ad he could have chosen. Although, and I say that only because, you know, it's offensive. Mm-hmm. It's the most offensive possible thing he could have
chosen. Hilarious, but offensive. And also,
I don't offend. So for me, I'm watching it, right. And I'm watching it thinking, wow, he is sharp. He is on.
Oh, so fast.
He's so fast, I had to rewind it and go, that's what I missed. That was excellent.
Well, the thing is, too, that the audio, it wasn't a direct feed to the camera. It's the room audio. So when people around the camera are laughing, it drowns it out a little bit. And he's so rapid fire. But you should go watch it and
he's
prepare to be offended.
Smart, charming.
He's great.
Funny.
Handsome.
Quick.
Looks so good.
But here's
skinny,
the thing.
Tall.
He's also crazy. Like, it's official. There's something. He's just crazy.
There's something wrong with
and
him.
And that's when he starts the war with the audience thing. He's crazy. I don't. Who does that?
Scott Capurro.
You paid good money to come out here. Now I'm going to fight you.
Well, listen, a lot of comedians do that. That's their bit.
That's part of their shtick. That's why the show's different every night. So you can see him tomorrow night at the Hot Monk in Novato, and I'm sure everything will go very smoothly.
Right.
Go and see Scott Capurro.
Put him up.
I wanted to laugh.
As soon as you come in, you pay your cover charge, they should hand you like gloves.
Right. Yeah.
Boxing gloves.
Put your dukes up.
Or a mask.
Halloween time is back, and Alice wants to give you a chance to experience the magic at Disneyland Resort with the all-new Halloween experiences in Disney California Adventure Park. Right now, caller number 97, 800-400-3697 instantly wins 4 2-day tickets to experience both parks. All right now, 800-400-3697. Three more chances today, 1205, 305, and 505 for Disney. Halloween at Disney. I'm all done.
Ah, so our text number is also the same number people are calling for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of those this morning. So let's hear some of the people and what they had to say. Vin, you need a smart TV to get the apps. Okay, yeah, I thought most like I didn't buy some expensive TV.
The I haven't TVs bought a TV in years.
I got from Costco.
All right.
And they're nice. They work good. They're not 4K though, or any of that, you know.
Whatever that is, right? It's 4K.
I think it's 4K is the next thing up from whatever HD level I got, but I couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
You don't mean 24K?
Magic in the air. Head to toe, so player. Look out.
650 says destruction of private property and breaking an entry. This is reality, Sarah.
Yeah, but she was saving a kid.
Yeah, I mean, she saved the kid's life. That does.
How about the parents pay for that?
To me, that's...
How about that?
How about that? Cash me outside.
She wasn't partying. What's she that? Was risking her life to save a kid instead of getting on down the road.
Right.
707 says, Sarah's mom would not enjoy Ellen's show. Ellen makes it very clear she's anti-Trump.
Mm. Oh, yeah. A lot of people do. It's hard to hide.
SJSU coach video of him dancing went viral, so Ellen surprised them.
Oh.
He was with MC Hammer back in the day.
And that's why she surprised them.
Yeah.
I see. It's funny. It's a good video.
It's cute, right?
Did you
right?
post that up? Put that on a, make it easy for people to find.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right. Facebook page. Correct.
San Jose State. Going big time.
San Jose.
And not just being a doormat for one of the, an easy win for one of the bigger teams in town. Guess I'll never see Sarah Bald. Been with you for 20 years and you better stay on until after I'm dead, says 707.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, we will. How old are you? The hell's happening?
Remember, we had to make that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted me to have more explosions and stuff.
Play Vladimir Putin.
It's been a while, though, since we heard that.
And Bryn.
And Bryn.
Thank you, Steven Seagal.
My mom had an opportunity to buy Netflix at $4 a share and passed it up. I'll never forgive her.
Oof.
Yeah, Netflix has done well.
Boy, they really managed.
I remember when they launched, we were in the other building and they wanted us to do spots and they were giving us free mail or CD things, DVDs. That was Netflix.
Did we do the spots?
I don't think we did the spots. Well, we must have.
Right.
Because we did get a free, whatever that was, a membership process at the time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know.
It's been so long.
It was funny because they managed to kill off Blockbuster, mm-hmm. you know.
How much money Blockbuster robbed from me for late fees? Like, robbed me, because who can get back there in time? Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Well, people did.
Yeah.
No.
People made it back.
I remember finding, like, video boxes under a thing and being like, oh, no. I wonder how long it's been since that has seen.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
You just never go back.
Well.
Well, then I thought, oh no, I wonder if they'll go away now because everybody's... But they were like the spearhead of the streaming too. Like, they really took it. They managed to totally morph their business. Like, I mean, does anyone order DVDs from them anymore? Maybe they still have
an
option.
No way.
But they're on my TV now. Genius.
Genius.
God, I wish I could have bought them at $4. What is Netflix trading for today?
Oh,
that would have been a good one.
180?
Oh, Lord.
A share?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd never let my mom forget
what
it either.
What is it?
Yep.
180?
181.
Jeez.
Wow, good guess.
You got some Netflix?
Snaps at 14.
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. What's Facebook?
No, I was going to buy it, so that's it. I was looking at Netflix and Snap.
Oh.
And the thing was, Netflix was already kind of high. I mean, it's been around forever. So I thought, you know, ground floor, dude. Like, here's your chance. If Snap goes big, then you hit. And if they lose, all right. But what's the chance? All the kids love Snap, right?
Did seem that way.
They're losing big.
They just don't make money, I guess.
Well, they need to just... Never mind. I don't know what they need to do.
Well, you're a shareholder now. You should really make your opinion known.
I don't think that's one of the things they did wrong is you're not, shareholders don't get to have an opinion. Mm. That's why people won't invest in them, because they won't allow people to have
a
say.
You have to own a certain amount to have any kind of say.
I guess so. How do we know when the contest is over? I call a lot, but there's never any indication the contest is over.
Well, if you get through and no one picks up, that would be over.
Right.
He's on the phone with the winner right now.
Yeah.
If Hooman started dating Elon's mom, he would find himself on a trip to Mars.
Uh-huh. I'll go too. It'd be fun. Man, space, the final frontier.
I don't want to go.
It is funny. I don't really want to go either, but I want us to go.
Yeah, you want someone else to go.
I don't want my kid to go or anything.
Who's the hot chick in the red dress taking pictures of Yuzi?
Oh, if that was someone who was here.
Jacqueline.
That's Jacqueline Dunn. She does the traffic for Channel 5 in the morning.
Oh.
When did she come through?
They were in there when Roberta
came in here.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, Jacqueline's fairly new. She used to work at KCBS, and then I believe she went to a TV station in Sacramento and then came back home.
Oh. Well, I see. Oh.
Where can I rent or buy Olive? I want to see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, Hooman,
hey,
you should really
one
think
of the
it.
Dudes
yeah,
in Olive is in National Lampoon's Dirty Movie.
Who's
hilarious.
That? Who?
I don't know. I haven't
the guy
seen that
from
movie.
Rescue Me.
Oh, the guy from Rescue Me.
Oh, what's his name?
He is.
That guy is so nice.
So good in Rescue Me, you guys. I love that.
He's amazing in
Olive. The first few seasons were incredible.
Yeah. What's his real name?
John Skurdy.
Yeah, he's very nice.
You have some big names in that movie. You should really think about putting it out. You should just release it independently.
Incredible advice. Thank you so much for saying it for the millionth time.
It came from Martha's Vineyard, but the first confirmed case came from Lime Rock, Connecticut.
And so this is where Lime... So are they backing up the conspiracy theory?
I don't know what they're saying. That's just... I told you what I was told.
It's big in Massachusetts. My cousin had it.
Lyme disease is.
Yeah, well, I believe that's what John battled all those years.
You do?
Mm-hmm. John was really
so
sick
he's over
for
it.
A long time. Well...
What do you mean, well?
We talk about it once in a while, and he's like, I'm like 90%. But he still has,
well,
like,
but he's
like
aging,
aching.
Too.
That's
I
true,
mean,
so
you know,
who knows?
Who among us isn't at 50, 90% of what we were?
Yeah, but you know how when you feel fine, you could say you're at 100% even for your age.
Oh, okay.
He's just never quite there.
Damn it, says 510. Not to sound like one of those women, but if Isla was a boy, would you think of her as being bossy still or as a leader? No, she is telling people what to do, and she's telling the lady who watches her what to do. She's telling her parents what to do, and she's telling the little kids around her what to do. It's bossy, and it's obnoxious, and we've got to get a handle on it. I appreciate what you're saying, that we are possibly mistreating her, but... Believe me, I'm being as careful as possible not to screw that kid up. The truth is, though, it's not okay for her to be at the dinner table telling everybody what they can and can't do. Mm-hmm. That is not her being a leader.
Yeah, and frankly, a little boy doing that is also bossy.
Yeah, she's being three. It's normal. It's just we got to deal with it. I don't mean to go off, but you need to understand, I probably shouldn't have brought it up on the air.
Yeah,
but
I think,
well, it sounds like a lot of people are dealing with
I think
the same
most
thing.
People deal with it. She's just being really outspoken about things she should zip it on. Zip it.
Don't tell Dad how to eat.
Yeah. Or and more.
Have you rolled her up like a sushi lately?
Not in a little while. We've been pretty busy, but I got the weekend to roll her in a yoga mat.
How about make her into a sandwich? We used to do that with the cushions
for the couch.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
I'll do it. We'll probably do some nail polish this weekend. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
God, the last time I did it, she was like, I want one of every color. And it looked disgusting. But she was so happy.
Her nails are so little.
I know. They have tiny little like dot nails.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it like, oh, kid. I'm trying to do a good job for you here, but there's no way to fix that. It's terrible. Orange, blue, purple, red, sparklies, black.
Do you ever see the little stickers that you can use for nail polish?
Yeah, those are so cute.
I haven't used those, no. Yeah.
Oh, well, don't get started. They're a pain in the ass. And her fingernails are probably too small for them. Mm.
Sarah, have you read Ender's Game? If so, what did you think of it?
I have read not just Ender's Game, but all 26 books in the Ender's series. I actually don't know if that's the exact count, but there's got to be at least 25 to 30. And they're freaking absolutely great. I love the Ender's universe. Love it.
You love it.
All of them. They do. They go back and then they do. You can go through Bean's whole saga. See what happens on Earth afterward. I mean, it's I love. Did you read Ender's Game, or did you just?
I think I started it and then didn't finish it for some reason, but I may go back. You really, if you're really that into it.
Oh my god! Well, you know, for me, I loved it, but you know, I'm a sci-fi junkie, and I love things that have multiple books in the series because
right.
I just...
Well, then you're in the world.
Right.
You already know.
I don't have to immerse in something else.
925, I'm with Vinny. I've never seen The Notebook either. Yeah,
you
there's movies I don't ever want. Dirty Dancing, never seen it.
Love
never
Actually.
Will.
You should see that too.
Love Actually, never seen it.
You know what?
Never will. It's one of those fun dating questions, too, you get when you're dating a girl, and she goes, so, have you seen Casablanca? No. I haven't.
That sounds like a really fun dating question. No.
Why would I?
You know who would love? Well, actually, Love Actually is there's nudies in there. You can't show your daughter, but it's a great Christmas movie. We watch it every Christmas.
She doesn't get emotion out of movies yet. I'm telling you, Dad's sitting there bawling, and she's just sitting there.
It's just a great. It's a great 10 stories. So good.
No.
Should we wrap it up?
Should we? Are we? What?
Wrap it up.
Oh, we're done.
I'll take it.
All right, have a good one, everybody.
Right, we'll be back in a minute. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. I would like to say thank you to Roberta Gonzalez for including us in her goodbye tour.
Yeah.
Hey, use that. We're saying goodbye. Come on in here. Roberta Gonzalez has been with CBS for 21 years.
Have a good one, Roberta.
Yeah, she's off to start a production company, so we're very excited for her.
I want to see her children's book.
Oh, I know. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then a travel show that maybe is starting in January. She's got all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah,
good for
it's
her.
Gonna be great for her. It's
and
great.
She's going to help us with Twice for Tots, yep. Which is always excellent.
Well, she's a giving,
and she's got a new boyfriend,
person.
So come on.
Oh, did she confirm that? She got really weird when I brought it up, didn't she?
Yeah, she didn't really want to talk about it.
Edit this out before we air it.
Well, she did post it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's not like we, you know.
Right. Well, maybe she wants to just seem like a hot single, which she is. It's fine. She's not married. Mm-hmm. If he likes it, then he better put a ring on it.
Oh, God.
All right, listen, have a great who cares.
I hope you get good rest and you get
to.
Rid of that cold. Yeah. I have to go paint, and then I have a carpet appointment with Carpeteria
today.
Oh, my
God,
today.
I love your day. It sounds so great.
Carpeteria! You're going to love Vic. He's such a great dude.
I'm meeting Vic today.
Yay.
He's going to come out and measure some stuff. So
he's a perfectionist.
Good. I'm super stoked.
That's
I'm looking
need.
Forward
finish
to it.
Finish work. It's all in the finishes.
Yep.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.